Welcome to our first Flavor Moments, where we discover new flavors from restaurants and in-season bounty. In this inaugural moment, we go to Save a Kitchen in downtown Billings, where we talk to Chef Josh Cannon. The restaurant, owned by Harvey Singh and managed by Skylar Buddy, sits in the old site of the Broadway Deli and Cafe. The name of the restaurant, Seva, means selfless service in Sanskrit. The use of this name hints at the style of the food served here. After working at Lone Mountain Ranch, Jake's West End, and a steakhouse in Virginia City, Chef Cannon shares.
You know, it's just I was tired of cooking steak and potatoes, and this is kind of our flagship of, like, let's get out of that realm and try to get more people in and press their limits on what we can serve them and what they will buy.
And what international flavors are being served up by Chef Cannon?
We have French, we have Jamaican, and then we kind of have a mixture of, you know, Argentinian with a little bit of, I guess, my own flair.
And what might that flair be?
Really bold, strange flavors. Some of the combinations seem a little bit weird until you try them, and they just meld really well together. You know, we're doing a samosa, which is an Indian pastry filled with potatoes, peas, carrots, and cumin seed. And Harvey, the owner, his mom actually came in from California to teach me how to do it. So it was this incredible opportunity to just spend a day in the kitchen with this lady and just step by step showing me how to do it. And
so how did Chef Cannon develop his affinity for food?
Yeah, I grew up for a while in Amman, Jordan, in Damascus, Syria. And so that's a lot of where my love of food came from was, I mean, I was a 9-year-old kid eating the weirdest things in my life. I mean, you know, anything from fish heads to camel hump.
Save a Kitchen will take you on an international taste adventure, from a Vietnamese banh mi to a hanger taco with an Argentinian chimichurri sauce. But fear not, there is an elevated American burger. In August, we will have two flavors under the big sky. In tonight's bonus show, we go to the Tippett Rice Arts Center in Fishtail, Montana, to talk to chefs Nick Goldman and Wendy Reed of Wildflower Kitchen. We meet the chefs who prepare food for world-renowned performers. Chef Goldman shares what he wants to cook up for the guests.
I think we want to give the Montana experience, but make it approachable in that capacity, not be completely country and only prime rib every other service. We want a bit of beef. Well, how can we manipulate that? How can we showcase beef in two different ways? We could do a beef cheek braised dish, a beef short rib dish, or showcase a nice loin, you know, of beef. Or last week we had venison on the menu, so we're serving fresh venison with a little venison demi, and then we're doing it with simply like Duchess potatoes. And
to find out more about Wildflower Kitchen at the Tippett Rice Arts Center, join me, Stella Fong, for Flavors Under the Big Sky, tonight at 6:30.